Neil, N-E-A-L, Brister, B-R-I-S-T-E-R, 9-25-61. 9-25-61, today 6-22-23. Mr. Brister is a 61-year-old gentleman who comes in today because of sinus drainage, sore throat, aching, headache, cough, and not feeling well, period. In the paragraph, he's been dealing with prostate cancer for the past 6 to 9 months. He had 4 months of radiation, then he's been placed on Lupron. He's got just a few more injections to go, period. His PSA is now zero. Period. He allergy none, medication like Cinepril, medical problems, prostate cancer, hypertension, surgery. He's had left hand surgery, right foot surgery, right knee surgery, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, welder, married 41 years, COVID immunizations up to date, colonoscopies up to date, family history, positive for stroke, old age, and more strokes. Review of system, he's lost weight, mostly because of prostate cancer. He feels terrible because of Lupron. He believes he has nausea. He still has his gallbladder. He's concerned about it. He does have a sleep apnea and has had some palpitations when he doesn't wear his sleep apnea. He was told one time that had a fatty liver, would like to recheck that, and has been told that he's got carotid stenosis that needs to be rechecked over a year ago, period. Me paragraph. He does have swelling in his legs from time to time, vertigo. He thinks it may be related to his Lupron, but one must consider carotid stenosis as well as the cause, period. No seizure, convulsion, no hematemesis, hematochezal seizure. Weight 194, down 10 pounds, 98%, 98.3, 16, 61, 118 over 71. Heart positive, some positive stew, lungs clear, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no rash, positive anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Number one, sinusitis, number two, bronchitis, number three, Rocephin a gram now, next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now, next one is Z-Pack, next one is Medrol dose pack, next one is Finnegan DM. Next time we looked at his heart because of palpitations. He does have RVH because of sleep apnea. He does wear a CPAP. Next time is weight loss, most likely related to prostate cancer. Next time is he does have fatty liver, but his gallbladder looks okay. Next time he does have lymphadenopathy in his neck for obvious reasons today. Next time is prostate shows calcified, suggestive of status post-radiation and prostate cancer. Next number, mild carotid stenosis noted, nothing to explain patient's dizziness, most likely related to medication. Next number, upper and lower extremity pain, most likely related to medication, i.e. Lupron, no DVT or PVD noted. Next number, findings were discussed with patient and wife at length before leaving the office, and they were given ample time to ask questions. Thank you. Oh, next number, his blood work and the rest of the workup is dying by his oncologist and his urologist, so we did not draw any blood today. Thank you.